Bill and Hillary Clinton return to Little Rock tomorrow to recognize the silver anniversary of the city's biggest street party, the night Bill Clinton was elected president. The couple now live in New York, but as Bobby Amp is on with Arkansas Public Media reports, Arkansas wasn't left behind. It was carried along.
Bill and Hillary, Al and Tipper Gore, and Fleetwood Mac. On the grounds of the old State House in downtown Little Rock, thousands gathered November 3rd, 1992, for the victory speech.
My fellow Americans.
Little Rock developer Jimmy Moses was 43 then.
Gives me goosebumps literally talking about it today.
Now, what would have given him goosebumps back then would have been a walk deeper into the heart of downtown.
East Markham Street, which is now Clinton Avenue, once you move past really Main or certainly Scott Street, quickly delved into just a place you wouldn't go.
In 1991, Moses remembers city leaders tried to piece together a downtown revitalization plan. They couldn't. It failed.
The Clinton election gave us newfound energy as a city, I think.
And by the mid-1990s, downtown development began. That mirrored the national economy.
On this day, with high hopes and brave hearts, in massive numbers, the American people have voted to make a new beginning.
In Little Rock, a five-story downtown library, a marketplace along the Arkansas River, and later, a half dozen high-rise hotels and condominiums and offices. Then, in 1997, the president announced that Little Rock would be the site of his presidential library. Here's Clinton Foundation Director Stephanie Street.
He always said that he would have never, ever been president without the support of the people from Arkansas. And so that was one of the reasons that he put the presidential center here. He spent 12 years as governor. He felt like he owed a big debt of gratitude.
But Street says Clinton also pulled a ton of Arkansas talent along with him to Washington, like Mac McClarty, Rodney Slater, and Bruce Lindsay, and young people like Street, who became a White House scheduler, and a gay teenager from Arkadelphia.
One of my favorite examples is Chad Griffin. He actually was the youngest person to work in the White House, has literally changed our country for the better as the director of the Human Rights Campaign Fund. I think he was 19 years old, maybe, when he worked in the White House press office as Dede Meyer's assistant answering the phone. And now I think he has been responsible for some of the most dramatic changes in our country.
The state of Arkansas tourism director Joe David Rice was given his job by Clinton. That was three decades ago. And it was then Governor Clinton.
You know, when I first got this job a long time ago, we were still suffering from the effects of Bob Burns and Orville Faubus. And in many respects, we had just a terrible image out there.
The tourism department has a pilgrimage guide. It's a list of sites and tours about Bill Clinton that a visitor to the state can check out. And it's all over, from Little Rock to Fayetteville, Hot Springs to, of course, Hope.
I still believe in a place called Hope. God bless America!
Tourism is Arkansas's number two industry, accounting for $7 billion in spending last year. The Clinton Presidential Library is a big part of that. In fact, some of the tourists have been the six Nobel Prize winners and 11 heads of state who have visited the Clinton School of Public Service. Little Rock Mayor Mark Stodola reflected on the Clinton effect from a ticket counter at the Bill and Hillary National Airport.
Many of my Republican friends will tell you that on balance, the Clinton presidency was very good for the city and good for the state, regardless of political affiliation. You've got a few people on the far right, which I would consider far right, such as the state senator that tried to rename this airport.
Earlier this year, a Republican state senator filed a bill that would have erased the Clinton name from the airport. It never came up for a vote. The Little Rock Chamber of Commerce estimates the economic impact of the presidential library just on the immediate neighborhoods at about $3.3 billion.
That's using the multiplier nicely, I would say.
That's Jimmy Moses again. But his own development company, he says, has spent $250 million downtown in the last 25 years. They've done 22 projects there.
Yes, now seeing tourists all over downtown Little Rock is not an unfamiliar sight. It's a regular sight. And it's still exciting to me because I love it that people come here and find it to be a neat place to come visit.
Moses and the mayor say there will never be anything like it again, not in their lifetimes. In Little Rock, Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.